Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Ann Nelson, your host for today's show. So you think you want to be an investor? Well, that's great, because we do need to take control of our financial future. But wait, there's more to being an investor than going out and buying and selling some stock. According to my guest today, Anne Babias, you need to have a plan. Anne has been involved in the investing world and the coaching world for quite a few years, and she is also an author, having written the book called Up, where she walks people through on how to create an investing plan and an overall roadmap for your life. So welcome to the show, Anne.
Thank you, Anne. I'm happy to be here and excited.
Thank you. It's always interesting talking to different people and hearing about themselves. So could you give me an introduction, a brief background on yourself and your journey and how it got you to write this book of yours called Up?
Well, I'll just start. I'll start at not quite the beginning. How's that? Since the late 80s, early 90s, I have had my foot in both the financial services and fitness worlds. I owned fitness studios, and then I went on to a career in financial services. And in both of those industries, I found myself coaching people. And I officially or unofficially called myself a coach ever since, I would say, 1990, even though I officially became a coach much later. And the reason that I say that is because I've been coaching people on their fitness and their finance for many years. And Up, the book that I have written, is a culmination of that. It walks people through creating a plan for investing and integrating it into their lives. So that's a little bit about me. Any questions?
Well, that's very interesting, fitness and investing. I have found that people that come to investing later in life probably don't have too many plans and is a bit of a hit and miss. So can you help me to help people understand about why they need to know about themselves in your book you call Up? To become a financial investor, it's more than picking an investment strategy.
It is. It's absolutely more than that. And in the book Up, I go into building an investing plan. And an investing plan is different than an investing strategy. A plan is the overall roadmap for you in your investing. You're going to decide what you're going to invest in, when you're going to invest in it, your sell rules, your buy rules, all of that is in your investing plan. It, as I said, it's your roadmap for your own success. Whereas an investing strategy, it would be part of the plan. And most people, unless they're professional traders, they don't have their investing plan written out. And the interesting thing about it is, in order for any kind of a plan to be successful, it needs to take into account the values, the goals, and the beliefs of the person creating it and living in accordance with it. And so Up really walks through how to build that plan for yourself so that when you do decide to go into investing or really any other area of your life, you can create that plan that it's suitable and congruent with you instead of someone else, instead of it being someone else's plan that's not necessarily going to work for you.
Well, that's fascinating. You're saying that you have to look at all aspects of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the first exercises in the book up is it's the wheel of life, where you rate your satisfaction in every area of your life. You rate it from 1 to 10, decide, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you? And then when you're thinking about that, if you're creating a plan for investing, let's just say you're targeting your retirement, and you look at that wheel and you say, well, right now I'm not that happy with my relationships. When you dig into why you're not happy with the relationships and you focus on, okay, well, what can I do now to make it better? But then how do I integrate that into my overall plan so that you can move forward in a lot of ways? And you do this for every area of your life so that you make sure that when you're at the end of that goal that you have set forth, you have every area of your life in line with what you want them to be.
That's really, really interesting. And I don't think most people think about their lives like that. And I can see that it is important to sort this out earlier than later. I have an aunt who's 91 and she ran out of money when she was 90. So she's relying on the government age pension, we call it here, like social welfare. Now, I imagine we don't want to end up like that, but we're all living a lot longer, aren't we?
It's absolutely true. And, you know, one of the other things that people often forget is that everyone's self-employed. So in connection with that plan that you're kind of creating, thinking about your world as being you LLC and creating almost a business plan for yourself and how you want your future to look, and looking at all those areas and applying a concept like zero-based thinking to those areas. If I had to burn down this area of my life and rebuild it, what would I want it to look like? And then moving forward to create that so that you're creating it now and not when you're 91, when, you know, it has to be a very scary thing for your aunt to be going through this right now.
Yes. Well, I suppose we all think we can live on a small pension, but in reality, we probably can't. And putting some steps in place to ensure that we can end up leading the life that we want to right up until at the end is ideal. But if we don't put some planning in place, it's never going to happen.
Right, right. And, you know, where it begins is really looking at your values and looking at the things that you value, not the things that everybody tells you that you should value, but really deciding for yourself, what is important to me in my life? You know, there are people that they want to have a beautiful wardrobe. And so they will take a certain amount of their money and they will spend it on beautiful clothing, where their next door neighbor may say, no, I'm just interested in, you know, I just put on what I want to and leave the house. And my clothing budget really doesn't matter that much. But then something else might be important to them. And it's all about deciding what that is for you and enjoying the journey, so that you also have the subset of the population who they scrimp and they save and they, you know, at some point in their life, they're ready to retire and they have, you know, they are set for the retirement. And then something happens, you know, they get sick, you know, and they haven't enjoyed the journey. While they were scrimping and saving, they forgot to live their lives in accordance with what they really wanted. And so, you know, how often have you seen that? And that is partially due to not really really looking at your values and what you might want to get out of this thing that we call life.
Fascinating, again. So it's all about your mindset and creating your plan.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we need to know?
Well, in creating your plan, you're also are going to dig deep. If you go through the book up, you're going to find out that you're going to have to do a lot of uncovering of the beliefs that you have in connection with money. Everything from the mantras that you heard in your childhood to the way that your parents handled money and how it impacted you, so that you can really look at your relationship with money and define it going forward. Because a lot of times we have things that were told to us as children, it's not necessarily as empowering as it could be. And when you really truly look at it and you look at the way that you're handling money, you may have to tweak that. And so it's all about digging deep, really recognizing where you are in every area of your life, looking at your beliefs around money, and then looking at the plan that you want to create going forward and what needs to be in that plan and what things from your past you might want to leave behind.
I know when it comes to money or coming to unexpected monies, like an inheritance or a win in the lottery, I suppose, most people don't have a investing plan in mind. They usually are asked, what are you going to spend it on? So we're not very well educated right from the beginning, are we?
No. You know, it's interesting because you'll have a lot of people who, you know, when they first begin to work, their paycheck is not going in the bank. They're not trained that way. So we tend to do that. We tend to carry that with us throughout our lives. And then we hit our mid-30s or our 40s and we go, uh-oh, now I've got a plan for retirement. And, you know, of course you should start the earlier the better, but the reality is that most people don't. And so they need to do sort of a catch-up, if you will, in those later years. And it's not impossible to do. You just have to have a plan that works with your values, your goals, and your beliefs. You have to integrate all of those things in order to move forward and create a successful investing plan.
When we look at investing, I suppose we need to know why we're doing it to be successful, because especially with the stock market, we can get easily spooked. So what would you have to say about that?
With respect to knowing why we're doing it, that's where you would, you know, you would first examine your values, really look at those and look at your goals and make sure that the goals that you have, your values are reflected within them and your beliefs. Because you could say, I have a goal of making $1 million, but if you don't believe that you can do it, it's not truly a goal. It will never materialize because you don't believe it. And that's kind of a wild goal. So when you're looking at your plan, you want to make sure that you have the values, the beliefs, and the goals congruent. And you do need to have goals, because otherwise, why are you investing? Why would you be putting your money away? You know, what is the purpose of it? Otherwise, you could run out and spend all of it.
Well, that's easy to do.
Well, in this day and age, absolutely. So creating goals for what that looks like and realizing that the future is never as far as we think it is.
That's a very powerful statement.
It's so funny because when you think about things when you're 20, you think, oh, retirement, I don't have to worry about that right now. And then you get into your 30s and you think, retirement, well, I really don't need to worry about that right now. And then when 40 rolls around, you're kind of starting to think, well, maybe. when it would have been nice, you could have had already a nice retirement nest egg if you started in your 20s and just put away small increments. But that would require that you would have a plan and goals that are congruent. Otherwise, you might not have the incentive to create that.
That's right. And I suppose the education system doesn't help us at all.
It's interesting. Here in the U.S., there are no personal finance classes when you're in the lower, in the elementary grades. There's no Finance 101. In fact, it's very rare that people are trained on personal finance to any great degree in school unless they have gone to school specifically for it. The same is true with personal development. And I think these two things should be taught from an early age because they are life skills that everyone needs.
I agree with you there, but I've only learning about this in my later life too. So I suppose when we're young, we've got all the confidence in the world and we probably think we know everything.
Uh-huh. And the reality is, how many kids do you know that they graduate from high school or university and they still don't have a handle on how to handle their money?
Not too many, none.
Yeah. They don't know where to begin.
No. So what else would you like to share with us about your book Up and the message you want to convey?
One of the things that I really want people to look at, if they are embarking upon the wonderful task of investing, is that they need to create, your belief system, the things that you believe about yourself, the world, etc. It creates your balance sheet. And so everything that you do stems from this. So when you're thinking about prosperity or your relationship with money, that is the first thing you need to look at. If you believe that you will never have money, guess what? You're not going to have money. Mm-hmm. You need to get in there and change that belief. You need to challenge it. And it's beliefs like that, that people unconsciously hold, that they really need to bring to the surface so that they can move forward. Because a lot of times when people can't move forward financially, it's rooted right there. And I think it's important to know that.
Thank you. I believe it now. And I suppose I didn't discover it until I started looking at my financial future after I lost my husband at an early age, and I only started looking to my financial future from that point on when I realized I didn't know too much about investing and I better start learning.
And what was that like for you, Anne?
It's been up and down. It's been interesting, but I can't say I've made money from the get-go, as so to speak, and I didn't have a good plan in place. And it's only after having some wins and having some losses that I've realized that you do need to have a plan, short term and long term.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And really looking at your goals and tying it all together, looking at every area of your life, tying it together with your beliefs, your values, your goals, and then creating that plan so that everything lines up. When you're putting the money into your investment account, you're saying, okay, this is why I'm doing it. You consciously know it's keeping those goals in front of you so yeah. that you're not tempted to go spend the money somewhere else that isn't going to reward you later.
And one slight problem is your time frame. I suppose when you're older, you possibly shouldn't be taking more risk, but sometimes if you feel like you've got to catch up, you may put yourself out there in a risky position.
And people are, and I see this all the time. And it's interesting. It's all about managing that risk. You could say, the rule is you shouldn't invest. If you're 70 years old, you shouldn't have more than 30% of your money in stocks. And the reality is that if you were 70 years old or, you know, in that age group in the last few years and you didn't have anything in stocks, you're behind the eight ball a bit because you didn't take that risk. You missed a good bull run in the market.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. So it's really recognizing that and what you're willing to risk. And it's also looking at the types of investments. Here's where the values come in. Looking at the different investments that you can have in your portfolio. Let's just say your number one value is health. Do you think that you're going to want to invest in tobacco companies?
I think that's called conscious investing, isn't it?
Yep. And your investing plan can get that granular. And it should. Because you don't want to be steered off into the wrong direction that way either.
Yeah. And I can understand about missing the market as well, because if you're ultra conservative and very afraid and you don't want to lose your money and you've had it sitting in the bank all this time, it wouldn't have even kept up with inflation, would it?
No. That is what a lot of folks, they don't understand. They think as long as it's in their mattress or in their bank account that it's not, you know, that's not generating any money, it's safe. And the reality is they're still losing money.
Yes.
Because of the inflation, the rate of inflation.
That's right.
Which really hasn't been that high over the past few years, but it's still a negative number, you know, for the people that haven't invested their funds in any way. And there's a lot of cash on the sidelines.
Okay. So in summary, what would you like to tell us?
What I would like to say is that investing is more than just about your money. It is about you. And you really need to look at your entire life and how all of these pieces fit together in order to create a plan. And a plan is definitely something you should have. You shouldn't be investing without one. So it's important to have a plan, and it's also important to integrate it. And that's what UP is all about. It's all about the all-encompassing experience of creating that type of an investment plan.
Well, that's fascinating, and I'm really pleased to have been able to have this interview with you today, Anne. And if my listeners wanted to contact you or find out about your book and what else that you do, where would they go?
They can find me at Anne Babiarz. It's BABIARZ.com. They can also find me on Facebook and Twitter under that same name. And if they would like to call me, they can do so at area code 847-525-9129. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you. And I have the book. I'm working my way through it. And I think it's going to be a great benefit for my long-term peace and comfort, I suppose, to
Excellent.
Have worked it all out.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you are enjoying it. And it, of course, if you have questions, you know where to find me.
Thanks, Anne. Bye for now.
Thank you, Anne.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.